Okay, right now. I tell you all the things I'm thinking about when I think about you. How much I love it when you pin down my wrists. Pull my hair. You slapped my ass and my face. When you tell me my pussy isn't tight enough for you, when you compare me to your ex-girlfriend, tell me I don't feel as good. Love how uncomfortable you get from talking about sex. How much you hate that I have more experience than you do. I love it. I don't try to please me in the ways that I like. I love it how you don't read my body. You don't pay attention to how I react to your touch. I love how I'm drawn to you. Just don't seem to care that I've grown numb under your hands. How I tense up and freeze when you caress me. How I just don't seem to be able to enjoy myself when I'm with you. And now it's never, ever your fault. Oh, fuck. Oh, it's just my fault, isn't it? Oh, why can't I be more turned on? Why can't I just be more sexy, be more fun, be more into it? I love how your kisses have become like just a feeling of when you've had enough to eat and the food just grows in your mouth and you can't stand the thought of having another bite. You just know the mechanics. Why the kissing, so you just keep going. Because that's what you want. I love how you make me feel ashamed of all my experiences and all the things I like. And just made me so insecure about every single thing that I do. Insecurities I didn't even have before. That's so exciting. How many things I feel bad about. Despite the fact that we never talk about them, it's just... You make me read your little sighs and your silences and your glances and your body's response. I love the fact that we both in this relationship prioritize making you feel happy and making you feel good. Oh, I only get to come like once every other month or something like that. No matter how much we fuck, there's just never enough time. I love how you complain about my taste. No matter how much I scrub and wash. Make me always feel bad for asking you to eat my pussy. It's the only thing that makes me come. Just making you feel good, just touching you and making you moan and relax. My skilled hands with my mouth. Amazing orgasms every time we fuck. No matter what it does to me. Love how you complain about itching. Making your orgasm less intense. So you just wanna jackhammer into my pussy like a fucking flashlight. Then just come after a few minutes. Doing these things in my body that I don't even like pinching my nipples or kissing me in places I don't like. You just don't care. Oh, fuck, that's so hard. Fuck. Your entire weight on top of
me feel like I can't breathe. I just feel... it's not even, like, pain or anything. It's just this dead weight on top of me. Fuck. Oh. Without having to fuck me afterwards, that it's always mandatory to push your cock inside me after I've come on your tongue, and then having the nerve to bitch about that I'm too wet, and that it doesn't feel as good for you, so you just stop eating me out at all. I love how foreplay feels like a chore for us both, because I don't get turned on anyway, and I just started to act eager instead, too eager to wait. I don't want you to kiss me, I don't want you to touch me, I just make sure you're hard and then beg you to fuck me hard. Just grab me from behind so I can bite the pillow when you push into my dry pussy. Oh, making me sore for days. Oh, just ripping up my insides. And you moaning of pleasure because it feels good with the friction for you. The friction feels good on your cock. And for me, it feels like pulling out a fucking towel out of my cunt. Oh. But you like it, so. Afterwards, I cry, and I don't know why, because I'm so used to just not giving a fuck about my own well-being, and you don't either, so I just say, it's all the tension, let it go. Oh, you say, okay. Don't even colour me afterwards. Oh, fuck. I just go away to another room and do something else and leave me alone. On the couch or on the bed. You sit by your computer and you don't talk to me for hours. So sweet. When I tell you about my rape traumas, and I need you to understand and help me and support me. When I tell you, I get anxiety from saying that I really need you to show me that it's okay for me to say no. Love me and support me, show me that everything is fine. And embrace me and kiss me anyway. Just be there. Just be intimate with me without fucking me. Because I don't feel like it. Just make sure that I feel that it's okay. I beg you to help me with that. You say that you will. And as soon as I say no, you pout, and you bitch, and you moan, and complain. Until I change my mind. And let you fuck me anyway, even though I don't want to. Oh, but the best thing, the best part, is how you make me convince you that it's what I want. Oh, you make me pretend that I'm turned on, that I want you, that I've changed my mind. Because I got turned on. So you can get away guilt-free. And it was not your fault. It's not your fault. When I cry afterwards, it's not your fault. I beg you not to complain. When I beg you not to bitch. When I beg you not to pout. Oh, fuck. You tell me that it's your fucking right to complain. And that you have a right to show your feelings. Oh, yes, baby, you have the right. You have every right to show your feelings. Of course, baby. Fuck. How all these years with you and you never ever respecting my boundaries has made me flinch every time someone comes near my face. And every time someone touches me, I tense up. Even though it's someone I love and trust with all my heart, I tense up and I get scared. Because you needed it to stay with me. Oh God. When they ask me in therapy if you ever rape me, that I don't know what to answer. Because you never did anything to me sexually, and I didn't want you to. You always just made sure that I wanted the same thing. I don't.